Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat. Uppercut season, no top. You stop breathing. What's happening, RGR?
Yeah, but I'm saying though, but at least quick, well, before Mr. Payton, I mean, obviously, you know, from this fight last.
I mean, Rob D, what it do?
From his fight last Saturday, like I said, Maxie Hughes is coming off obviously getting shafted in his fight with George Kambosos, a fight he probably should have won.
And this time he got fucked in a different way. Pause. He turned William Zepeda turned Max. He beat him, turned him red like a maxi pad.
That first round, I was like, okay, this first round was kind of lit, bro. I was like, oh shit, then it just became a fucking...
Yeah, Maxie fought the wrong... I mean, Maxie tried because, you know, Zepeda needs one round to kind of get started. And he tried, even he tried, and I think that's probably the closest... If you want to say that he won that round, he probably can. But after that, Zepeda was like, you know what? I'm putting my foot in your ass. Like, I mean, Zepeda was...
Yeah, he dog walked in.
Zepeda lumped that dude up. Like, he like, there was nothing. Like, Zepeda, I don't know.
That body work was crazy. That body work he was getting on him.
Yeah. I don't understand how Hughes did not go down once from that beating he was taking. Like that shit was bad. Like, the referee was like, you know, you could tell the referee wanted to, like, jump in at times, you know, especially when Zepeda came on him on the ropes. But it seemed like Zepeda was trying to, like, either counter him, which wasn't working because he doesn't have that type of power, and he couldn't hold him because Zepeda's too strong, and he just let Zepeda just beat him like a drum. I know Kambosos should be, like, ashamed of himself, like, yo, I struggle with this, like, what the fuck, you know? And then it got so bad the corner had to be like, yeah, like, no, we have to stop this fight because. You know, and then Max Hughes pretty much, he broke down in tears in his corner. You saw, and they had enough to put the camera on his wife, too. Like,
yeah, that took me out when they were showing the wife after the stoppage. I was like, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
Dude, these niggas been taking hints from ESPN. That's what it is.
Yeah, with them dirty cameras. dirty ass cameras.
Because they was kind of showing her too much during the damn fight. And it's like, you get it. Your husband getting his ass kicked. Like, all right, lay off for her, but... They was just still like, just like they want a reaction so bad. Like, Zepeda, I wish they would like start reacting to the camera. Like, okay, like.
Right. Zepeda's volume is crazy. He's a guy that I don't know if Pat watched the fight, but he got dropped by a random dude. But he's improved. I mean, he's a guy, like, he's clearly a top five. You know,
like, yeah, he's easily a top five.
Like, and I feel like he was going to WBA route, which is, you know, Tank's belt. But I feel like he's switching to IBF to fight fight Loma when Loma Kambosos winner, basically. I think I can see him getting the fight over Shakur for unification because Shakur's last fight on Top Rank. So
like Zepeda has options because he's like number one in three of the sanctioned bodies now. So it's like, and I know pretty much now, like, you know, it's good to hear fighters actually call somebody out, especially Zepeda. You know, Zepeda don't speak English, but even he was like, yeah, no, I want this, but like, yeah.
He says Shakur's name though. I give him that.
It's gonna be Loma. It's gonna be the Loma Kambosos winner.
And he said that one too. So like, and then they're like, dude, he beats the shit out of Loma Chenko.
I'm not gonna lie. I think he could beat Loma. I think he could. He could.
He definitely gives, of course,
Loma's just too small. He's just too small for 130. I know he's a unified, former unified champ, might win again, but he's a little too small for the big, you know, the bigger young guys.
Because you know what this fight showed me, like Zepeda hits hard.
I mean, I know he hits hard, but dude, it's his volume, because his volume just doesn't stop.
Was it two or three rounds? It was like, I think it was after the second round, it was 100 punches thrown by him. I was like, what the fuck? When they said that shit, and I wasn't even like, you know, fight punch stats are kind of. But I can believe it because that motherfucker just throws like crazy.
And you know what? In New York, because Zepeda fights at high, trains at high altitude. And you know, niggas that train at high altitude, their stamina be off the chain. You train with an Ariston, and you go in there and you fight. Shit is a breeze for some of them cats. Like, them niggas is problems. Like, but yeah, Zepeda is, like I said, Zepeda, and like I said, Oscar has done, for now, I mean, we all agree that Oscar has done his career, like, a huge disservice by not moving him into a bigger fight earlier. So now this is Oscar's chance. Like, I mean, Oscar and Bob will both say, hey, you know, we can make this fight. They better make, like, I mean, I'm being optimistic, like, LB, make the fight with Shakur, because that fight has wins. He can make, like...
Yeah, this is the first time niggas really, like kind of gave a fight to Shakur that has some interest, some buzz, and it's not on some, like, I think it's going to be horrible or this or that, or he don't deserve the fight, or no one cares. Like, people kind of low-key care about this fight. So I'm one of these guys, like, whenever I see a fight that people seem to kind of care about or resonate towards, make that fight.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a whole topic on that shit, ain't it?
Yep, we did. Hold on, I'll get there. Unless somebody else can. Hold on one second.
But yeah, like I said, because the pay, like I said, I said before, I'll go to fucking Newark again for this fight. Like, for Shakur,
I just feel since it's Shakur's last, I mean, since it is Shakur's last fight, like, this is supposed to be Shakur's last fight on Top Rank. Like, it'd be the perfect situation if Shakur were to fight Zepeda for a crossover fight. And, you know, I don't know. I think Shakur, he has the ability to, I don't know. It's a tough fight. It's a tough fight, but.
He has the ability, but like I said, because now, I mean, obviously you saw the Dale Santos fight was not, I mean, it was not a good look. To see, and Dale Santos was not really in the elite lightweight.
That was
he has elite power, but the thing is, Dale Santos, he's a guy, he's more boxer than puncher. You need a guy who's really a puncher first, who's kind of like a swarmer, like somebody who really want to just not going to take no and footwork for an answer. He's not going to take a jab and footwork for an answer. He's going to keep going.
It's weird with Shakur because. Obviously, I feel like he doesn't fully trust his chin, maybe. But, you know, against the Yoshino fight where he just walked him down and stopped him, you know what I'm saying? Like, if... That's the thing with Zepeda. You said he punches hard. I feel like he doesn't punch the hardest, but it's just... It's hard enough, pause, and it just keeps going. You know what I mean? It just keeps, you know, like...
I don't know. It's like his punches... Like, his hands were heavy as fuck, though.
Because Dan Santos is a guy that has that one that punch that can just, you know... Drop you, you know what I'm saying, like that kind of shit. You know, the Nakatia fight. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
but he ain't gonna take that amount of chances. Because if he did, that fight wouldn't be boring as fuck.
I feel like
I remember both them niggas in there.
Shakur should be able to stop Lomachenko, Kambosos, or Zepeda. I feel like, but I feel like he doesn't.
Yeah, but they ain't got the offensive threats like that. Loma offensively more of a threat, but it's like. I don't think that fight's going to happen. Shakur always be super respectful for this dude. That fight never happening. But yeah, Zepeda, Shakur, I'd love to see that fight. That's a great fucking fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ring Gang would definitely be in the building for that one.
Hold on, I'm getting to the poll. Pause. Hold on.
Yeah. Pause.
And while you do, shout out to Floyd Schofield for, you know, for that, you know, for having to go through that dirty ass fight with Suero. Like, that motherfucker, Suero, like, you know, because they were talking shit to each other in the build up, because, you know, Suero, they're both Dominican, but Suero's like, yeah, you're not a real Dominican, blah, 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 blah. And so Schofield was lighting him up with left hooks, and Suero was like,
he kept spamming it. Like, he doesn't use the jab. I can see the skill. He's got the instincts, you know. But he kept spamming the jab and it stopped working. I mean, he kept, you know, spamming the hook. I'm like, go to the body, you know, mix it up. Like, his IQ, I don't know, he's got talent, but...
Well, no, he wanted to knock him out, but...
He wanted to knock him out, but
reckless.
You know, switch it up and then go back to the hook. I mean, you're rocking him with the hook. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, every time
he... Well, Schofield need to calm his ass down. Like, he need to fucking box more. He too... It's like he's Sean Porter with better punching.
He fights too much off emotion, it feels like, than, you know,
He too wild. He's literally, like, jumping in, rah, rah, rah. Like,
I think he's got Ryan Shields in the corner, but, you know, in the corner I hear his dad talking more. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, another damn Eddie Chambers, Pernell Whitaker.
We did have a vote.
Not Eddie Chambers, I mean Calvin Brock's dad, Pernell Whitaker.
In regard to the Zepeda Shakur, which we did ask, if William Zepeda and Shakur Stevenson fought next, who would win? We have 30% for Zepeda. 40.
I mean, how many votes was it?
Oh, sorry, 44. Still 5 days. Yeah. Ringing radio on every platform, but this is Twitter poll. So Zepeda at 30%, Shakur at 45, Trap Meat at 18, and Too Close to Call at 7.
Use a full fat Track Meat option.
I know. I mean, but most a lot of niggas be thinking that though.
LB, it sounds like you kind of not favor Zepeda, but you can, I don't know, what's
I think Zepeda.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's possible. The only thing Zepeda has to do in this fight to me is get fat, is be a little faster. Right. If he stays the same, be a little faster, he could win that. Because right now you just we haven't seen Shakur have to punch with anybody yet.
Yeah, this is a different fight for him.
This is a different fight. This is not your just typical pressure fighter guy. Like, if you notice in the fight, Maxie Hughes was landing some nice counters on Zepeda.
It was.
But the thing is, he couldn't get away from Zepeda. Like, those shots that he landed in the first round on Hughes, and Hughes, I felt like Hughes won the first round. It's like one of those, like how, you know, Spence kind of beat Crawford the first round, but then it's like downhill from there.
Yeah.
And it's like really downhill, like they like pushed in a barrel downhill.
Like Haney Regis, like the same thing. Haney Regis was the first round was looking down, you know, high level skill, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, decent for Regis. And then it's like, it's like, damn. But yeah, the thing is, Hughes was landing some good counters and being first at times, but whatever body punches he took or whatever shots he took kind of settled on that dude's body, and for whatever reason he couldn't move in them damn second or third round, and he couldn't get out of the way of Zepeda. And if you're in front of Zepeda, if you're not damn Prime Whitaker and your head moving, and you're not James Toney with it, you're not really Winky Wright with it, Claudy with it, you're gonna get hit. And you gotta have like the type of, like, you gotta have Peter Quillen, Danny Garcia type of power to really
keep him away.
In exchanges with these niggas. Yeah, like, and to make dude kind of go another game plan. So I don't know if Shakur really, you know, like, he already boxed like a guy who gets flustered.
Right.
So it's like, you know, he might get spooked if a dude is can really be in his wheelhouse. Like, William Zepeda, all I would do is tell him, look, put on some fucking ankle weights and train for the whole camp against Shakur Stevenson.
Because, I mean, you know, naturally, it was supposed to be Navarrete eventually fighting Shakur, right? Because he's fighting for it. We're moving up. But I feel like Zepeda poses a much harder threat than...
I think Zepeda, punch for punch, hits harder than Navarrete. And that's the difference. Yeah. I think Navarrete is a better overall boxer because Navarrete could pretty much do everything that Zepeda could do. Plus, he has his own special moves on top of that.
You think Navarrete is a better boxer than Zepeda?
Yeah,
I disagree. I think he's more awkward. I think he does things more in an awkward way, but I think Zepeda does things better. Like, I can see why you would say that. I just disagree with that. I think he's more, like I said, I would consider Navarrete to be a more unorthodox fighter than Zepeda. I think Zepeda is actually a little better, especially when it comes to like shot selection and picking his shots. He can be a little reckless though. But
y'all know who Zepeda's stablemate is, right?
Who?
Matias.
Yeah.
I can see.
It's kind of light, kind of the same.
I can clearly see.
I look at it like this, like. With Zepeda, I feel that I could see where King P is coming from. I could definitely see where he's coming from.
I think he shows more variety a lot of times than Navarrete.
That's where I was going to disagree with you, because I feel like Zepeda is better in his dimension, where Navarrete could do a lot more. Like, Navarrete could move around the ring. He could box on the back foot. He could jab.
Yeah, I feel like...
His punches are hard.
I'm strictly talking about the variety and selection of punches. Like, Navarrete...
Yeah, nigga, that's part of boxing, too. Like, Navarrete has a good selection, too.
I've never seen Zepeda fight off the back foot. I think Zepeda, like, is better at what he does in his specialty, but I kind of agree with, like, you know, in terms of... you know, footwork and just boxing ability.
Now, Navarrete's an all-around, I think, better boxer. Like, I just think Zepeda might rank higher in certain aspects of his boxing. But overall, if niggas is going to give me a guy to manage or to say who got more potential to being pound for pound, it's Navarrete. Like,
I mean, it's like, you know, Matias. Matias is you know, a top 140, but, you know, a guy like Hitchens and certain guys, you know, are better boxers. But Matias, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying in that sense.
Yeah, because, I mean, first of all, like, a nigga who could throw fucking leaping uppercuts from the ground halfway across the ring and knock niggas to the other half of the ring, if you could do that continuously in different fights and scenarios, I mean, I gotta give you extra credit for that. Like, he one of the few boxers that has an actual special punch.
Yeah,
he like did. Pat from the era where he remembers niggas having special punches. Mm-hmm. These new niggas don't have no shit like that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm talking about when niggas had trademark shots, like a Corrales hook, a Tito hook, a fucking a Donovan smash. Navarrete got the leaping fucking uppercut.
He's able, you know, Zepeda's good at the pressure and kind of, you know, staying close to him and just, you know, it's basically in a
Zepeda's like Joette Gonzalez, just better.
Much better.
Whereas Navarrete, and look what Navarrete did to Joette Gonzalez.
But I think when it comes to Zepeda, he's in a different way. He has a calculated pressure like Brandon Figueroa. Obviously a different style, you know, less smothering, but it's the method to the madness of the, you know, Matias, those guys that just have come forward pressure fighters, you know, and will overwhelm you. You know what I mean?
What's his name? Zepeda's more pressure. Brandon Figueroa more swarmer. But the thing is, Zepeda, he has swarmer angles. If you look in the fight with Maxie Hughes, he was pivoting and he was like, his overall defense could be improved, no doubt. Like, and when I say improved, like, he's not, like, we're talking about Brandon Rios at, you know, on one side of the spectrum, Roman Gonzalez on the other side of the spectrum. Respectfully, damn it, like, I'm a Brandon Rios fan, but I'm just saying it again.
Of course.
You know, respectfully. Like, he's in between that spectrum. He's in the middle. But when he gets going on the inside, pause, and he starts ripping those shots, and y'all said, I was seeing the little Pacquiao pivots on the inside, and he was ripping angles, and I'm like, okay, he wasn't, you know, this has gotten better. Like, he wasn't doing it like this before. Like, okay.
He's improved. I mean, I think with Matias, you know, is his stable mate. Like, there's a certain relentlessness, but there's a...
But I ain't seen Matias move like that before.
No, yeah, exactly, yeah. No, but I'm just saying, in the terms of those...
The relentlessness is there, yeah.
I'm saying, come forward, you know, keeping it, you know, close fighters.
Heavy-handed volleys.
Yeah.
Uppercuts, yeah. The different sides.
Do them body shots like that. It's like, you know, he was ripping the body, Paul. Those body shots were killing Maxie, bro. There was one body shot where I was like, god damn. I was like, how did he stay up for that? You know, how did he fucking stay up for that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, and that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not going to headhunt after support. Like, a guy like Zepeda, he's looking to just be on top of you and land wherever he can land. And that's how you got to approach guys like Shakur Stevenson who want to be pretty and fucking move.
I just wish that Zepeda's pressure would be a little bit more educated. Like, I think sometimes he has a tendency to get a little too wild, but maybe that's just because the guys that he's fighting, he don't respect their power. So
yeah, that could be.
That's the Mexican style. The niggas get hit two times.
Imagine if Maxie Hughes could punch harder. He would have really been taking some like shots because Maxie Hughes really kind of got off in between, even when Maxie Hughes was losing, and it was like, damn, he was still landing in between some of those shots. Like, I mean, I know what I was watching. Like imagine a nigga like Teofimo, not Teofimo, who's at 130? Like a Tank getting those shots. Even a Frank Martin, like a puncher, like a guy who could punch, get no time.
I'm still confident Tank would knock out Zepeda, but it would be tough. It'd be a tough fight.
Yeah. Because a guy like Cruz got better defense, so it's a difference. Like, whereas I don't, like, Zepeda ain't gonna, I don't think Zepeda be, he'll trade uppercuts with Tank before he'll damn block it.
But,
that's the difference.
With the check left hook, I saw Zepeda get, you know, get legitimately dropped. You know, I mean, people say it was the back of the head, but yeah, I mean, you know, niggas get dropped sometimes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course they do. Unless you're Oliver McCall, but yeah, you know. So,
but really, real quick, Shutter, you really favor Zepeda over Loma? Huh?
I do. Yeah, Loma.
Definitely. Yeah, I feel like Zepeda beat the shit out of Loma. Dude, remember, Jermaine Ortiz was putting hands on Loma. I thought he won that shit.
It'd be a step up, because, I mean, Zepeda, you know, he got the Jojo Diaz win, he gets the win, you know what I'm saying? Matthew Hughes is one of his, you know, top three win maybe for him. You know. But Lomachenko's a big step up. I know he's older and stuff. I'm just saying, if, you know, I don't know if he beat the shit out of him. Maybe he would. I wouldn't be surprised if he were to overwhelm him.
When's the last time Lomachenko fought somebody?
Loma doesn't really, I mean, shit, I don't think he's fought a pressure fighter. Like, I mean, Lenores is probably the closest thing he's fought to a pressure fighter at 135, and Lenores ain't really a pressure fighter like that.
Yeah. So, Lenores is a good all-around guy who could do everything. So it's like De La Hoya turning into a pressure fighter. Yes, effective. He could be effective with it, but it ain't the same as a real natural, like, you switch out De La Hoya and you put Margarito 154 in there.
Who wins? Keyshawn.
You know what I mean? Like, now it's like, okay, wait. It's a little different.
Who wins? Keyshawn, yeah. Keyshawn Davis or Zepeda?
I know. I put Zepeda.
But Keyshawn hits hard enough to where he could make it interesting. But it's like, you gotta, like, it's like, you gotta be a guy, like, you gotta be able to, damn, counter Zepeda in between shots.
You have to.
I don't think you need to be a mover, but you need to have agility. Like, you need to be able to move around Zeta, but not necessarily move around the ring.
You gotta be a bigger dude and have legit at least 140 pop. I feel like, you know, Zepeda's relatively big, you know, lightweight, so I feel like, honestly, he's been fighting a lot of 130 guys moving up from 130, so it's like a guy with legit pop that has good boxing skills. Like, I still favor Shakur over Zepeda.
Yeah, because on the flip side, if I knew I was fighting a guy like Zepeda, I would train with them ankle weights. And every guy I'm sparring with or doing drills with, they would be fucking going after me, like cutting off the ring and everything. And my whole thing is to be able to manage the violence and outbox them. But sometimes to manage the violence, you're gonna have to, like, lay some, like, real heat on a nigga.
Right.
So that's what makes the fight so good, because they literally could be as they always are. They just gotta be faster at what they do and manage what they do better. If I'm Zepeda, training with ankle weights on. Like, when I get in the fight with this nigga, I'm on this dude. If I'm Shakur, I'm training with ankle weights on, because I want to be able to still move around this guy, but increase my agility where I'm not moving across the ring to get away from this nigga. I'm moving in little spots and angles so I can counter him with two or three shots. That's a great fight. They need to happen. Fuck that.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, nothing, like, Zepeda, pretty much now, I mean, like, everyone now, he's established as a top lightweight, and all he needs now is just opportunity, and we just gotta hope that one of the notable lightweights gives him that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, at this point now, like, he's at a point where he can basically wait for the Kambosos, you know, Loma winner, and basically, unless, you know, him and Bob can get something, I think he's number one for IBF, so he could, I think he'll eventually fight that winner of that.
I think he's number one for everyone except the WBO. I think.
He's hell on wheels for anybody right now.
I know he's part of WBA. Hold on, real quick. Let me see. So he's number one in WBC. Wow. WBA. 6 in IBF. Oh, damn. He's 6 in IBF. That's going to be dang. Probably can't fight Campbell Lama. And he's, so he's 3rd in WBO.
Yeah, like he's like
not, yeah, first WBA, first WBC. So Shakur actually would, you know,
WBC does. If the WBC calls the Mando for Shakur, then yeah, that fight's going to happen, or Shakur's gonna give up his belt.
I can see it being forced a purse bid, you know, if anything, because I don't know, I don't feel like Oscar and Bob. Like, would they work together for that fight?
Yeah, they have a good relationship. Oscar and Bob.
They do. I mean, you know, they do. I'm just saying, like, Oscar tends to move certain guys, you know, cautiously, which is weird because Oscar was all with all the smoke. But whatever.
I don't think he's going to do that with Zepeda. Like, if they could make that fight, like, what other, like, Zepeda's at the point, like, he's on the damn cusp. Like, yo, he has to make a big fight. Enough. Nobody else is right there. Look. Yeah, Munguia's finally getting a big fight with Canelo. Like,
enough of the jobber shit. Enough of the, like, you know, like fighting the guys you should beat.
Yeah, this is the year. Like, this is the year for this Golden Boy year, really. Because, like, all their big fights are winnable fights to me. Because sometimes, you know, and when you go in knowing you're the bigger, stronger guy, and you're relentless, and you're facing the boxer, like, that's all you need, man. And that's what they excel at. Like, so nah, like, now we just need to get Victor Ortiz in a damn good fight. Not Victor, Virgil Ortiz.
Virgil Ortiz.
Yeah, my bad. We just need Victor Ortiz to, like.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Victor Ortiz. We don't need to see that quitter anymore.
Yeah. We see him do whatever the fuck he want elsewhere.
So we'll see him in good fights and he'll quit all of them. So, nah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Sutter, are the cops outside your flat? but nah, we could. Ain't no cops outside. I don't think so. But, you know, I ain't looking outside right now. I can check the phone. But, yeah, isn't Edgar Berlanga fighting Daniel Jacobs? May as well make that.
That's been kind of a little rumor, bro.
I seen they like faced off at one point or some shit, but
yeah, the fucking basketball game.
Yeah, nah, like at this point, make that fight. Like, there's nothing else really popping for neither one. Berlanga did look a little slightly improved or better.
Yeah, I mean, Jacobs is paid now. Like, Jacobs got a Triple G payday. He got Canelo payday. You know, he got one of the last big HBO paydays. You know,
he got rocked by Ryder too much in that fight. You know, that was kind of. I mean, I think he kind of got robbed. You know, you home cooking, but it's like he didn't look good. I mean, you know,
the best Jacob looked in all them fights since the Canelo fight. Yeah. Yeah, remember, Dan Rosado got robbed.
Rosado got robbed. Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, if they make that fight, I mean, Jacob should beat Berlanga's ass. Like,
I mean, because he'll never make, you know, Eddie has, what's my boy, Diego Pacheco. Berlanga will never take that fight, because I just feel like Pacheco will wreck his shit.
Yeah, that's why I say Jacob's just a safe fight. The only way, like, look. Jacobs could just turn it around and just do a Quillen performance, but he has to sell out. He has to really just dig deep and say, fuck it, let me go all out and see if I can body this nigga early. The difference is, like, Berlanga might could catch him in the process, but that's the chance he got to take. But I feel like Berlanga's one of those dudes, if you start putting the heat on him first and he can't get in his rhythm, and you could buzz him or stun him, you could get him out of there. Like, you could kind of, like, I feel like, what's that dude's name? You could Seth Mitchell him a little bit. Yeah, like a guy who, like, he ain't really built like that, then he don't really have the, what's that, physical dimension, the endurance, or he's not durable, is what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah, that's right. A better word.
Shut up.
Oh, shit. Yo, Jacobs definitely cooked in the boxing scene. He's going nowhere. They probably would shake shoulder with Van and congratulate him for being white. Yo, Miss Bitch. Y'all think it's be wild. Yo, Miss Bitch, how much of this stuff have you been doing before coming to the chat?
She does. Miss Bitch is a constant.
Shuttleworth used white toothpaste instead of charcoal toothpaste. What the fuck? What's charcoal toothpaste? That's a thing?
Yes, it's a thing.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Is it a good thing?
Yeah, I need the whiteners, though. My toothpaste is whitening, so, but charcoal is cool.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, dark niggas use white toothpaste. Yeah. I'm trying to make it like I know, like, light skinned niggas just use white toothpaste. Like, the fuck?